Purport. As quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 8.128, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kiva vipra kiva nasi shudra kenanai ye krishna tatvaveta se guru hai. A guru or spiritual master can be anyone who is well conversant with the science of Krishna. Therefore, although Prahlad Maharaj was a grihastha, ruling over the demons, he was a paramahansa, the best of human beings, and thus he is our guru. In the list of gurus or authorities, Prahlad's name is therefore mentioned. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhijmo, Vayar, Vyasakir, Vayam. The conclusion is that a Paramahansa is an exalted devotee, Bhagavat Priya. Such a Paramahansa may be any stage of life, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyas, and be equally liberated and exalted. Let's end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person. This canto is, at the end, it's going over the Varna and Ashram system. Generally, in the Varna and Ashram system, there's a process, a development to the Paramahansa stage. And indeed, human life is meant to come to the Paramahansa stage. Hansa is swan. Parama is the topmost swan. So the aim of human life is not to become a swan, but to become a devotee of Krishna, of which the swan is mentioned because the swan is able to take milk even when it's mixed with water. It has some power, but even if you put some milk in water, it can just take the milk and leave the water. So the material energy itself is spiritual, but it has to be utilized in Krishna's service in order for the person who's utilizing that energy to realize it's spiritual. It's always spiritual. Everything is spiritual because Krishna is completely spiritual. There's nothing about Krishna which is material. But when we turn away from Krishna, bahir mukha, bhogavanchatare nikatista dare japatiyadare. That as soon as we turn our face away from Krishna, then maya comes and puts us into illusion. Vayam dvitiya vipineshitasya ishad abhatasya vipario smriti. That instead of becoming Krishna's servants, we become his competitor. And when we become Krishna's competitor, because Krishna always wins and the asuras always lose, therefore we become fearful of losing because we're guaranteed of losing. And how do we know we're losing? It's called Janma Mriti Dura Vyadi Dukkha Doshna Nudarshana. Birth, death, old age, and disease is a sign of what's called defeat. That as soon as, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma Yadendriya Pritya Prinoti Nisara manye yata atmano yam asan api kleshada asha deha nuna So, itavas tavadaboda jata yvan na jignasita atmatadvam yvan kriyastavadi dammano vai karmatmanam yena sharira bandaha. That as soon as one comes in, nunam pramatta krutam vi. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma, that anyone who's involved in the illusory energy is pramattak, mad. Because we're thinking ourselves to be something we're not. Now, we may be in a situation where we believe that our current body is very exalted, and therefore we have a good bargain. Even if we're illusion, we're in a good illusion. Because we're an exalted illusion. So this is also called illusion. It's probably the worst illusion you can get into, is to think that you're in a good illusion. Because then you'll never get out of it. Even in this tiny little place called Earth, where there's so much misery, still we can get puffed up, thinking ourselves very advanced, very exalted. And indeed, we may have acquired a body, or even mind and intelligence, which comparatively to others is more exalted, more advanced, more powerful, whatever. But compared to, for instance, a tiger, we're not very strong. Compared to an elephant, we can't eat very much. Compared to a cheetah, we're rather slow in movement. So even the animals, in many ways, are more powerful, more exalted. And intelligence, if we had an intelligence, we wouldn't be here in the material world. Therefore, nuna pramata krute vikarma. As we were going over in the second canto, second chapter, Lord in the Heart, that first of all, we have to see things properly. If we don't see things properly, there's no possibility of acting properly. Therefore, krute vikarma, because we're pramatak, because we're mad, therefore we do so many things which are vikarma, sinful, simply cause suffering for ourselves and others. Yet indriya pritya aprinoti, and what is this sinful activity? My senses are demanding, and I think I have to fulfill them. Tatsaramanye. So, but Maharaj Yashavde thinks that an actual sadhu wouldn't act in that way. The sadhamanye, nunam pramatta kurute vikarma, did indriya pritya apinoti, ne sadhamanye yatmano yam, asanna pi kleshida ashadeha. Because this body is temporary, full of miseries, and after we perform sinful activities, then we're guaranteed we're going to get another body, asanna pi kleshida, to suffer again. The different kleshas. So, what is the problem? The problem is we're being defeated by the illusory energy. Prabhavastavadabodajata. So, the material nature is defeating us and we think we're winning. Maya is cheering us on, you're doing great. And she's just torturing us. And we think we're actually making advancement. And she's encouraging, yeah, just more, just whoever, whatever mode of nature in, Maya is encouraging one to go down. If you're a Brahmin, Maya tells you, oh, you're the most intelligent person in this whole universe. Even Brahma should come and take instruction from you. And if you're in the mode of passion, yeah, you have more than anyone else. You're really becoming important. And the mode of ignorance, yeah, you know. Take it easy, relax, enjoy. Live for the day. So Maya is always encouraging us in that way. Just go down and you'll actually enjoy more. So this is called paravas, tavat, the mode of ignorance, tavat, abodha, the mode of ignorance. Jata, we're stuck in the mode of ignorance, being defeated by the illusory energy. So even in goodness, ignorance will creep in and misdirect us so that we actually believe we're something important. We believe it with this body. Even we're acting in goodness, which is to get liberation from the Bali concept of life, still in the Bali concept of even in goodness, ignorance creeps in and we believe ourselves to be exalted, that I am this exalted body. That this is my intelligence. I'm figuring things out. This is my mind. I see things as they really are. So what to speak of passion and ignorance? Prabhavas tavat abodha jata yavan na jignasita atvatatvam. So as soon as we stop hearing transcendental knowledge, we can hear it externally, but an advanced devotee, he always here is transcendental knowledge. He doesn't have to read a book. It's always appearing within his mind, transcendental knowledge. That's all he sees. Sees what Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita all the time. That's his vision. That's called objective vision. That's reality. Vidya Vanaya Sampane Brahmagavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Swapake Cha Pandita Samadarshana. That all living entities are souls within the material body. We may like this body, we may dislike this body, but after all, they're not their body. If someone puts on a red dress or a white dress or a green coat or a white coat or a black coat, it's not that we suddenly develop a good relationship with them. Of course, sometimes it's like that. You can go on book distribution and people don't really know what's in the book, but if it matches their dress, they might buy it. Yeah, this book looks pretty good. It matches my dress. Other people, as Mani Dharapuru said, sometimes you go out and people look at the book and think, you know, what flavor is your book? That's all they can think of, what flavor it is. Oh, it's brown. It reminds me of chocolate. I think I'll buy it. So people are bewildered by ignorance, and they see things in a certain way, and then they act in a certain way, and they're being defeated by the illusory entity because they're not inquiring about knowledge, real knowledge. Real knowledge is not so complicated that we're not this body, nor is anyone else their body. But as soon as we act like we're a body, then we'll act as if everyone else is a body too. And as soon as we act as if we're a spirit soul, then it's much more likely we'll act as if everyone else is a spirit soul also. And as soon as we act in the material energy, then our minds become covered. It's not that we cover them. The illusory energy covers it. We have no choice but to be an illusion if we act in illusion. It's not that I'm going to act in an illusion and I'll be illuminated. I perform sinful activities and I'll get illumination from those sinful activities. As I mentioned about Rajneesh, how he fell victim to, he was proud, challenged a prostitute and fell down, and then wrote an article the next day, Liberation Through Sex. So he was an illusion, thinking himself to be great, Maya crept in, and although he was a staunch brahmachari, he became proud, fell into material sense gratification, and then started to glorify sense gratification so that further pushed him further and further down into the darkest of ignorance. Because one's mind becomes covered. And as long as the mind is covered, consciousness will be unclear. As long as consciousness is unclear, one will have to take another body. Because that will be one's conception of life. And we get our body, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam, tyajant dhyanti kalevram, tam tam evaiti kondya, Siddhata bhava bhavitaha. We get our next body, not according to what we want. It's not that the time of death, you open, they show you a store and they say, which one would you like? Oh, I like that monkey, body. Sure, no worries. Would you like a gorilla one or just a little monkey? No, you don't have any choice. Whatever our karma is, whatever our mind is covered over, whatever we've done to deserve a certain covering of the mind, we get that body. But here it mentions about Paramahansa. So therefore, it is said that Paravastava abhoda jata yavana jignasita atmatatvam yavana kriyastavad idam novai karmatmaka yena sharira bandaha that evam manak karma prasam pranyukte avidyatman upadiyamane. So the main problem is all these upadis we have. When we're covered, then we have so many upadis. I am male, I am female, I am black, I am white, I am from this country, that country. So many upadis. And because of those upadis, avidyatman upadiyamane, we're covered by ignorance. And we like it. We're proud. We're puffed up. we're acting like completely like fools, but we think we're great. Evam manak karma prasamyam punyukte avidyami pradiyamane yavana mitirna mayavasudeve as long as one doesn't develop love for Vasudev, then one has to take one body after another. So we may not mind, we may be comfortable. Yes, I got a birth in a good place. Prasadam's good, everything's comfortable. What do I have to worry about? Everything's cool. Even if I take birth, I'm sure I'll go to the heavenly planets. Always wanted to see the heavenly planets anyhow. Little sightseeing never hurt anyone. So we may think like that. But as long as we don't, that's all right. But we should try to develop love for Vasudev. Then one day we won't have to take birth again in the material world. We can live in our spiritual identity and actually do what we're supposed to do, which is pure love. Live a life of pure happiness and pleasure forever and not choose to torture ourselves for no reason. No one benefits when we come to the material world and suffer. It's not that we get some extra credit. We have a scorecard. He suffered more than me. He wins. Everyone in the material world has probably said, you can't win here and you can't break even. I leave it to you to figure out what's left. But due to this material affection, we actually think that we get encouraged by other crazy people. We're crazy, and we're encouraged by other crazy people to do crazy things, which result in crazy experience, crazy results, and the final result is we come back to another crazy body. And all the time we think we're winning while we're actually being defeated. Therefore, the Vanashram system is all meant for regulation. Learn how to become humble at the beginning, servant to the guru. 5 years old, the children are taught because they haven't learned so many nonsense things. Their minds are filled with all kinds of ridiculous ideas. Especially in modern society, so-called science try to expand their control over the material nature through science. And simply they become more and more illusioned. And the science, so-called science, is all based upon they don't have any conception of the soul. Therefore, what's important in the soul, they're not interested. The material energy, which they can't control at all, which is always changing, and they're making an attempt for so many decades or centuries trying to control the material nature, and they're simply more under the control of the material nature than they were before. It's like, I think they have one of these Chinese traps or something. You put your finger in it, you get trapped. The more you struggle, the more you get trapped by it. Or tar baby. Put your hand in it and you get trapped. And to get your hand out, you put your other hand in, that hand gets trapped. You try to use your feet to get out of the tar baby, and the feet get trapped. Finally, you're embracing the tar baby, you can't get out. So people are trapped in the material nature, and the more they try to get out by these so-called scientific methods, the more they get entangled, the more they cause themselves problems and everyone else problems. Prahlad Maharaj said, by trying to get out of the material nature, they cause more and more problems. They solve one problem, become proud, but they cause five more problems than the one they solved. As I pointed out many times, when the beginning of the 1900s, people were riding around in horses or horse and buggies. The Ford company, Mr. Ford, put out advertisements that there's so many horses, they're going everywhere, they're passing stool on the ground, polluting the whole atmosphere. Better buy a car. solve the horse pollution problem. So it said, yes, let's become ecological, buy cars, solve the horse pollution problem. And indeed, for the most part, they have solved the horse pollution problem. Very rarely you can go on the street and see any horse pollution. But they've simply created a bigger pollution. For the horse, they didn't have to go into the Arabian desert and dig into the earth, extract the oil, transport it, refine it, distribute it, build all these cars, factories. No, people who just walk, they actually knew how to walk, which is nowadays, soon when people, someone can walk, they'll be considered to be a very athletic person. My God, look at that. He's moving one foot in front of the other. How does he do it? They'll have a little buggy. They'll have a little car so you can get into the, drive you to the big car. And then when you get into the big car, they'll have a little car to drive you into some other place. But actually, brahmachari life is supposed to be simple. Brahmacharya guru kule vasan dandan guru hitam. One has learned to become a friend to the guru, not that the guru is trying to lord it over me. He's telling me what to do. He's abusing me. I'm mentally disturbed. Someone's telling me what to do. I want to go home and play video games. Kill things on the video set. No one tells me what to do. Only the illusory energy. So in the brahmachari life, then the student was 5 years old because they weren't so contaminated. It was fun going to collect wood in the forest. They didn't resent it. They were happy to serve the guru. And if the guru called them for prasadam, they took prasadam. If the guru didn't call them, they fasted. And they didn't curse the guru. That's the old man's losing his memory. He can't remember even my name anymore. No, they were voluntary. They were happy to become the servant of their guru. And of course, the guru is also qualified. And they learned knowledge and detachment, the difference between the body and the soul, and how to work in the material world in the spiritual way. So if they were advanced, then they might even go into the sannyas ashram. And if they weren't, they'd get further training by grihastha ashram to become charitable, to become sense and mind controlled more, and to learn how to perform sacrifice for Vishnu. And then they would become, at the end of 50 years or a little bit something more, they'd go into the forest as vanaprasthas or go in pilgrimage and become further detached and further develop knowledge about Krishna consciousness. So at the end of life, Paramahansa, they become fearless because they realize they're not their body. They'd have knowledge of the difference between matter and spirit and the control of both, the super soul, and they develop love of God. They'd be meditating in trance upon the personality of Godhead everywhere and all the time. So they become completely pure. So that's the purpose of life. And as it says here, it doesn't matter in any situation, stani sita shudikatam tanuvang manovira, in any circumstance, one could become perfect if one tries to follow the process by which one can, out of love and service, meditate upon the personality of Godhead as his eternal servant, which naturally comes as one becomes more and more perfect in service. Then while one is performing service, one will naturally, spontaneously think of Krishna, and that's called spontaneous devotional service. It's not that spontaneous devotional service means I just do whatever I feel like, and therefore I'm spontaneous. No, spontaneous devotional service, whatever I'm doing, I naturally think about Krishna in pure love. That's called spontaneous devotional service. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. You mentioned objective vision of devotee, and that's considered reality. But we also see that amongst also advanced devotees, there are different visions.
How well, can... then they're not so advanced. Yavasa Atmako Buddhi Ekeha Kurunandana Bahu Shakayanantasya Buddhi of Yavasayana. Those who are resolute on this path, those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched. So it's not possible that one can have a different ultimate vision if one is actually advanced. There's only one reality. Now, the mood of devotion may be different because the mood of Mother Jasoda is different from the mood of Srimati Radharani, slightly, because Srimati Radharani is in Madhurya Rasa and Mother Jasoda is in Vatsalya Rasa. So the mood of how to please Krishna is slightly different, but the aim to please Krishna is exactly the same, and how to see everyone and everything as belonging to Krishna and meant for Krishna's service. That's one vision. That's the only vision.
So this is like a foundation also then for unity and diversity?
What's that?
So unity and diversity
there's the unity. Yeah, there's unity, but there's difference in moods of how to serve Krishna. There's only one service. If service to Krishna, how to serve him may be different. There's principles, and then how to apply the principles, Rupa Goswami says, are details. But the principles are always the same.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.